ends July 15th.
Michelle Bachmann, we're going to talk about that. Also, some sad doings in a Nevada desert thanks to an Amtrak train crash that had to do with a truck driving into several of the cars. 20 people in all wounded, 5 people unaccounted for, presumed dead, and the driver himself dying. And you just cannot believe that someone would barrel through the intersection, not seeing the flashing lights and being so distracted by who knows what. They don't know, though, if it's alcohol, drugs, distraction, who knows. And it may take a year for the National Transportation and Safety Board to figure it out. So we'll get to some of the details on that and how ridiculous people are when it comes to railroad crossings. But first, let's start with Michelle Bachmann. As I said, a very big weekend for Michelle Bachmann because the latest poll shows, you know, the Iowa caucuses, that you've got Romney and Bachmann in the lead. Herman Cain really checks in at the number 3 spot, and then the rest go down from there. But you got the former Massachusetts governor and the Minnesota congresswoman duking it out, so to speak, at least at the first Des Moines Register Iowa poll on this vast Republican presidential field. So Romney, the national front runner, and definitely a familiar face in Iowa after his 2008 presidential run, gets support from 23% of likely Republican caucus goers. Bachmann, who officially kicks off her campaign in Iowa on Monday, matches him almost, just 1 point behind, 22%. Does this bode well for her? What does this mean for the future? Well, Michelle Bachmann took a chance to become part of the Sunday swirl, in other words, appearing on some of the Sunday political shows, and she talked about several things, including gay marriage moving forward in New York. It was a very big weekend for that celebration in New York anyway. And she talked about how gay marriage should really be something that New Yorkers should have a shot at voting on. Take a listen.
That is up to the people of New York. I think that it's best to allow the people to decide on this issue. I think it's best if there's an amendment that goes on the ballot where the people can weigh in. That is not inconsistent because the states have the right under the 10th Amendment to do what they'd like to do, but the federal government also has the right to pass a federal constitutional amendment.
Yeah, so I agree that you've got the states here and then you have the federal, and the two shall not meet. In fact, I think there's going to be a lot of obstacles, and there has been, for gay marriage. And I think that while they were celebrating in New York, there's been a lot of defeat when it comes to this in, you know, Maine. California was really the surprising one, I think. 29 states have constitutional bans on same-sex marriage. 12 others have laws against it. And then there are states where support for same-sex marriage is pretty high. So now a lot of the gay rights organizations say they're going to try to move quickly in Maryland, for example, where a piece of legislation to legalize same-sex marriage was pushed back in February because they didn't think there would be enough support to pass it, but they're going to use New York to stoke the fires. So we move from the gay marriage issue and Bachmann knocking that down. She's not for gay marriage, but as you heard her say, it's up to the people of New York versus a federal constitutional amendment, whatever. So we move to Iowa and what I just said, how close she was to Romney in that very first poll, which is huge news for her supporters. She reacted to how she felt about Iowa.
Part of it is because I was born in Iowa, and Iowa, I have a distinct advantage there, I think. And also, I think, since the debate, people have paid attention.
Yeah, I guess people are paying attention. Certainly there they are. And Iowa's a good litmus test, so this does bode well for her. New Hampshire's the other litmus test, of course. And then you go to a plethora of other states and see what kind of support you pick up, because it's really alphabet soup right now for the Republicans. The other thing is, what about all the spending? How do we reel this whole thing in these debt talks? And she talked about that actually a lot, because she's part of that discussion in Washington. And this is a big one for her. For anyone running, the conversation about money and debt and deficit take on a whole new meaning. And she addressed the issue of infrastructure and roads in particular.
I believe that the right place to build projects is in the state, and the states have to build roads and bridges, and I don't apologize for building roads and bridges.
All right, there you go, roads and bridges. Because this debate stalled over raising taxes, and that's what we shipped to, the Senate Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell, and his chief whip say they aren't going to allow it to happen. The whole idea is we can't allow this to happen. Throwing more tax revenue into the mix is not going to produce any kind of a result that's desirable. And, I agree. The Senate Minority Whip, John Kyle, said the opposition to raising taxes doesn't mean that Republicans refuse to consider any new revenue, but they have agreed to increase fees, for example, but they don't want to change the tax code. But this is where it gets dicey. The Democrats say, hey, you don't want to change the tax code because you want to protect your rich buddies. You want to have those loopholes for the oil companies and the high income earners, and you want to stick it to the little guy. So as much as there is this push to have some kind of a cooperation, there is not a bipartisan cooperation happening here in Washington. It's not happening. And a lot of what's going to come down to is the arm wrestling on Medicare for one. Social Security is another thing that's going to come up. There's a whole slew of things that are about to be part of what I call the Lazy Susan approach, as it spins round and round and things are taken off and things are put back. And this is going to continue to be part of the mix. But the Republicans say they're digging in, forget about it, while Tiny Tim Geithner, and he is tiny, the Treasury Secretary, is pushing and warning that Congress has until August 2nd to raise the debt limit or we're going to default on the loans. What about, and we've had several guests suggest this, what about the idea of paying on the interest? What about that idea? Pay only the interest on what is owed while something is done to work out a deal to cut spending. Because that has to happen. Whether the Democrats like it or not, whether some of the Republicans like it or not, because everybody, they won't say it, but they have their pet projects still, they're going to have to take an axe, and they're going to have to use that axe. So everybody better duck. 800-259-5791 if you want to join the conversation. I'm going to tell you about an old lady who had to take off a diaper at the airport. Such a sad, sad story. Sickening, the TSA. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hair is hollow gold, lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn her music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. She'll unease you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious, and she knows just what it
is. All right, this is pretty simple, America. I'm going to put it to you in a nutshell. Fair or foul, when the TSA at the airport asks a 95-year-old woman to take off a Depends diaper so she can be patted down. She was so weak, she was in a wheelchair, she was flying to go and visit her family. She was flying from Florida to Michigan, so she had to be in the wheelchair. That was probably part of the problem, you know, that starts to set off everything. Oh, you can't walk through without the wheelchair? So she was detained for almost an hour. She had all this extra screening. She had to take off the diaper. She's riddled with leukemia. It's a very sad thing. Her daughter is furious, is writing a complaint letter, but to what end? So if they will probably apologize. Oh, we'll tweak the rules. It's just like the kids. Why are they reactive instead of proactive? Can you not train people that this is common sense? Could you really think that, does anyone really think that this woman is carrying a bomb or something's going to happen with her? That she's, what, I don't know, hiding swords underneath her wheelchair? Give me a break. I can't imagine how I would feel if that were a family member of mine. I probably would break down. I would be at wit's end. I would think, okay, who can I call? What kind of wand can I wave? What can I do? But it doesn't matter. It happened already. And what Homeland Security is saying, oh, well, we don't comment on specific cases, but procedures were followed correctly. You know what? You know what they can do with their procedures? This is the problem. You have to have human interpretation. You don't get handed a handbook, and this is it, black and white, baby. That's why you're frisking babies and old ladies and doing something like this. The poor lady is dying. Dying, I tell you. And she's going to see her family, and they do that to her? I say foul. Does anyone want to stick up for the TSA? If you do, I want to hear from you. What do you think they should do? I think that they need. There needs to be some. Somebody needs to have a meeting with these people, and say, okay, there really is a gray area here. There really is a gray area, and this is what a gray area amounts to: a teeny baby and a 95-year-old. Right? Yeah, this is different. This is a little different. Let's go to Ann in Missouri. Hey, Ann, how are you?
You know. It's all I can do to keep from cussing.
Is it sickening? It's just outrageous.
Yeah, there's a couple of things I wanted to talk to you about, but that's the first one. What are these guys doing this just because they can?
I think so. I think so. I think so.
It got
I know.
Okay.
You can't even talk. You're right. You can't talk about it because you can't talk about it without setting off the alarms on this show because it's so frustrating. It makes your hair stand on your arms on end. You have no blood pumping through if you think this is a normal thing to do.
Next thing.
Uh-huh.
You're talking about going across railroad tracks. I lived in the country and was the very first one on the bus all the time. And the last year I was on there, we had this bus driver that, we ended up in a ditch a lot of times, but this guy would not listen to anybody. And with him, he goes around this corner one time and he ends up in the ditch. He wouldn't stop for stop signs. He'd just go right across the roads out there, almost without looking. How he ever got to stay on is beyond me. Well, after I, graduated, picture in the newspaper, he had gone across the railroad tracks with the bus. Luckily, there was nobody on it, and he got hit by a train.
You're kidding. Did he die?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's, wow. This what are just, people thinking?
Just dumbass. Whoops, I said it.
What
time
are
for
they
me
thinking?
To get off.
That's all right. What are they thinking? I don't understand it. I don't understand.
Speechless as I am.
Yeah. I mean, I lived in the Midwest, and so I know, and I was so shocked. I mentioned that story where I was a reporter in Nebraska, and because I grew up in Philadelphia, not that there wasn't any train accidents, but I didn't realize that in some of these smaller areas, what a big deal it was. They were calling stop, watch, listen, and look. They had I still remember it. I remember their campaign. And I was, 20 years old, and I thought, wow, this is crazy that people try to play chicken mothers with kids. You know, I get the young guys thinking, okay, I'm going to blow my car through there. You know, I got a hot rod. I can understand. I can't understand it, but I can understand what they're trying to do. But women with kids, people just trying to go somewhere in a hurry, you got to leave early, man. That's the problem with this nation. Everybody's in a hurry, so much of a hurry they're willing to put other lives at risk, and certainly their own, but other people as well. And that's what's happening when things like this Amtrak accident happen.
Right.
Yeah, there's something to that story. Thanks, Ann.
I'll catch you.
Yeah, we just don't know. We don't know all the details, and because he was killed, there's a lot that goes to the grave with him, frankly. Was he on a phone? Was he doing something else? Was there something else that got in his way? I mean, who knows? We don't know what it is. It just doesn't make sense when you think of the warnings and all the things that you would see with the flashing lights and whatnot, and to hit in the middle of the train, three or four cars in a double-decker Amtrak and to kill those people. That is just awful. In fact, here's what the National Transportation Safety Board spokesperson had to say, who throws in on this. It's Earl Weiner on that crash.
Our mission here is to understand not just what happened, but why it happened, and to recommend changes to prevent it from ever happening again. On behalf of the NTSB, I'd like to extend our sympathies to the families of the victims of this tragic accident.
Yeah, it is tragic, because making that phone call would be something. You know, your parent, your wife, your whoever was killed, and what, they were killed because the train went off the tracks. What are you thinking? What's in your head? You're not thinking, oh, a truck barreled in, sadly, to the car where they were sitting. So, sorry to tell you, there, we haven't been able to find them. That would be an awful call to have to make. And at this day and age, that you have people doing that, and especially a professional truck driver, there's more to the story. But like I mentioned, he's gone, so we don't know what it is. It's going to take them a while to investigate this, and they're going to come up with a few assumptions and try to figure it out. But it's not going to be easy to figure this out, so probably not. It probably won't be known what happened there for maybe a year, or at least what their findings of the investigation ultimately is. And not much comfort to the families. Just a reminder, when you see those lights flashing, don't even try. Don't even think you're beating that train. Don't even think you're going to make it across. I've lived around trains my whole life. One train system I lived around, you'd have to crash over walls to go near the train, so that wasn't an issue. But now, the last couple of times where I've lived near trains, it is an issue. There are crossings, and people do try to run the tracks because they don't want to get stuck. They're afraid. How long is the train? Well, if the train's too long and you left late, my friend, you're going to be late, unless you are really stupid and you're going to take a chance. And that's why this whole thing makes no sense. And it is that nation in a hurry thing. We're all in a hurry. Got to get somewhere fast. So if I've got to risk it, I'm going to try to jump those tracks. I know I can do it if I just really gun this. And I don't know that that's what it was in this case, but he didn't see it or something and barreled right into it. What's the explanation there? What's the explanation? 800-259-5791. We're checking the mail next.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America, you speak, we listen. We're going to head to the mailbag in a few, but before we do that, let's go out to Jeff in Oregon. Hey, Jeff, thanks for giving us a call here in America Tonight.
Hey,
what's up? I'm good.
Hey, I was asking Matt. He said to ask you, which is good to see in Seattle, because I'm going to 4th of July weekend with people from my church, Special Olympics. Four of us are going.
Have you ever been to Seattle before?
No. Matt said to ask you. You're the pro. You should know.
You know what? I have gone to a lot of places, and funny enough, I have gone to Seattle 3 times. I would say the market, Pike's Market, is very cool, and of course, they'll take you there. It's almost similar to Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco, where there's fresh fish and a lot going on. It's exciting. The place is kind of pops, and you can see ships and all that sort of stuff, just like Puget Sound.
And I've been told Boeing.
To go and see Boeing?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. You can take a tour, absolutely. Like I said, the same thing with Puget Sound. You can walk around there. The University of Washington is kind of cool. They have a cool campus to walk around, and that's easily accessible. But the main, where you would probably be and where they'll take you, will be right by that market, because that's the main drag. I mean, that's the heart of the city. Everything's right there. And, of course, you have the Needle.
And if you ever go to Seattle, there's a place called Wild Gingers. It's very good. It's a family style.
Wild Gingers.
Yeah.
All right. So that's a place to remember then next time I go up there. Mental check. I just filed it away. Cool. That'll be fun when you go up there.
I'll have Matt tell you, remind you.
Okay.
And I never did get your business card. I got to talk to Matt again anyways on that.
All right. We will get that to you. No problem. Okay.
Yep, so can I speak to Matt?
You can speak to Matt. Hang on. Matt, for everybody listening, of course, Matt Johnson does a fabulous job. He is our gatekeeper here on America Tonight. Sam in Montreal, it's your shot in the barrel. Hey, Sammy.
Hey, I don't know if you heard, but a sports broadcaster, Nick Charles, passed away.
Yes! Do you know I had a chance to talk to Nick Charles a very, very long time ago? He was the first ever really big sportscaster in the sense of he was on CNN, the cable station, and his partner was Fred Hickman. And I can remember watching Nick Charles.
And when I was hearing, because, you know, this is when CNN had a sports department, is that CNN and ESPN would sort of like would I think Nick called it more of a friendly rivalry. They tried to, you know, try to better each other in terms of sports coverage, and that's what a lot of people are going to remember about Nick Charles. And I remember him always wearing, always looking like, you know, a snappy dresser, always looking, you know, dressed with the, you know, finest clothing, and he knew his sports. So, I mean, I guess a lot of broadcasters, you know, maybe in that era, who were high school students who went on to study journalism, probably tried to emulate themselves after Nick Charles.
Yeah, he had a good delivery. He was good. He did it. You did get the sense that he really knew sports. He had like an encyclopedia kind of mind, I think. Right. You could tell because he ad-libbed around things, and there's no really faking that.
Right.
And I said this, he had a good rapport with Fred Hickman, and you're right. They did have a rivalry with ESPN because people were watching them, certainly in the beginning, because they were there. And, yeah, he was good. And apparently he had a five-year-old daughter, and he was making her tapes, leaving her tapes, so she wouldn't forget him. He was in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and, you know, that's where he died. But he knew he was sick.
Right.
And so it was in a matter of time, and he, in one sense, because he knew he had the ability to be able to produce that stuff for her, because that's sad. I mean, she's 5 years old,
right.
So she, you know, what kind of memory will she have of her father? But there was even an interesting thing about Nick Charles. He had a, when baseball cards were so big, and I guess they still are with some people, but he had his own baseball card. He had a Topps baseball card.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't even think Chris Berman or any of the ESPN guys had a card. No.
No, 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 no. And, okay, and I, so, okay, just to get political just for a sec, I spoke to Steve today, and I don't know if you heard this, but the Israeli government has torn down part of that famous, not the part of the famous wall that they had, you know, put, you know, to separate them from the, you know, Palestinians in Israel. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah.
And I asked him, okay, how do you feel? He goes, he's not thrilled because, you know, that means some Palestinians could go through, you know, and, you know, cause trouble. And at the same time, he's got left wing friends who are saying, if it means peace, so be it. So, welcome to Israeli politics, you know?
Yeah, and it's gotten really rough lately because you already know this. We talk about this all the time. What's happening in the Middle East, it's so turbulent. Who's your friend? Who's your foe?
Right.
It's blurry.
Right, and we even have good news. Towards the middle of September, Steve will be performing a wedding of his sister. Translated, my niece is engaged.
Oh, performing it in Montreal?
In Israel.
Oh, how neat is that? Are you going to go to that?
I'm going to try. And the boy is from Boston.
Mm.
So needless to say, and my parents said, okay, my brother loves him because he loves the Red Sox, of course. And they're going to have a little friendly rivalry come next hockey season. So, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go.
Yeah, of course. Then, of course, he gave a little dig to my brother saying, hey, we got something you guys haven't had in a little while. Stanley Cup, and my brother looks at him like, I'm going to love this guy. Of course, he might that sarcastically. Don't worry, he's a great guy. I'm going to speak to my bosses. You know, I'm going to try and get the time off because, you know, she's my only niece, and, you know, she's a great girl, and Steve is looking forward to performing the wedding. And I said, do you think you're going to be nervous? He goes, no, actually, I'm going to be excited because, you know, it's his sister and all that. And then, of course, he's doing it as a freebie. I said, I'm glad you're doing it as a freebie. I think your parents would be insulted if you asked for a fee. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, there's something. I don't know. That'd be kind of cool to perform a, I think, a wedding of a relative. A lot of people, well, I shouldn't say a lot. There are people that get that opportunity and they say, like you asked him immediately, would he be nervous? And
yeah.
A lot of people in that same position say they aren't nervous. I wonder why that is. I think I would be very nervous if I was in this
okay.
juice.
Now let's just get back. Okay, what do you think of the Flyers' first round draft pick?
Are we trying to talk hockey here? Are you kidding me? Are you trying to kill this audience? This audience would rather talk about Michelle Bachmann and where she is, that she was one of the top picks for the Iowa caucus.
I know, but I mean, I
that Jeb
to.
Bush wants to run.
I
Who
mean,
cares?
I mean,
first round draft pick? Oh, come on, Sammy.
It was the NHL draft this weekend. I had to throw it in.
You're killing me with that question. What do I think of their first round draft pick? I don't know. I've never seen him on the ice. Are you kidding? Who knows? And who knows if he'll even get into the lines for the Flyers? See, here's the problem with the draft, especially with the NHL.
Right.
And of course, that's how you get in usually, unless you're a player that's traded around eventually or whatever.
Right.
But when you're talking about someone younger. It's too early to tell.
You won't find out for another four, 5, 6 years.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. Now for Philly, they're having a lot of shakeups and trades and all that.
Right.
So there's other significances for Philadelphia, but not for the draft choices. No.
Right. I hear you. Steve has also heard about this Minnesota Congress. Is she a congresswoman or a senator?
She's a congresswoman, Bachmann.
Yeah, Bachmann. Okay, he wants to know, and I figured you would be the insider. He considers you your insider in American politics. What's your stand on Israel? Would you know?
I don't know. Actually, I don't know what she would say about Israel. I mean, if you're talking about the Middle East and what she thinks about the Middle East or Libya, defunding Libya, that would be what she would say about that. Most of the focus in her run for the presidency, what she's talking about is the debt crisis here or gay marriage in the United States, which she's against gay marriage. She's a Tea Partier, so she has more of a Tea Partier stance. And she's not for massive foreign aid, but I never heard her say anything about completely cutting out Israel, no.
Okay. Now, how do you personally feel about the gay marriage bill passing in New York?
Well, I think what you have to do is leave it up to the people. Why shouldn't the people vote on that?
Right.
Why don't you just put that on all the ballots? What if you put it on all the ballots and then let the chips fall where they may?
I agree because I'm watching all the different news broadcasts and they're talking to the Cardinal of New York and he said, that Governor Cuomo, who is Catholic, made a mistake, and they're talking to the average New Yorker. Some are for it, some are against it, and usual stuff,
Well, the usual stuff, but here's the thing.
What?
Do I ever think across the board we would have gay marriage in the United States? Do you think that? Do you think ever across the board, 100%, it'll be equal. Gay marriage will be on par with, man and a woman.
Right, I hear you. Anyway,
you're saying no, right?
Right, okay, you're up against it.
All right, thanks, Sam. Asking me about the Flyers' first round draft pick. They picked like 8th. They picked up some center nothing burger who's not going to see any ice time anytime soon. Stay with us.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste. increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
And by golly, as we head for the exits of this first hour, we are going to get to the mail because I'm always pounding it in to everybody out there listening. You have a ton of thoughts. This is a great audience. You can't get through on the phone lines. You're working at your job, and you'll get the axe if you call in the middle of your shift. So I always say, email me your thoughts, and that's exactly, bravo, what you do when you go to americatonight.net. And you click on the email, you're in. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Can I hear that one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
I love playing Simon Says with that guy. All right, here's one from Vinny, who says, Kate, I just started listening to the show a couple of months ago. Compelling radio, fun, good. You make great points, I got to tell you. You really, really do. I happen to see this. I don't know if you saw this, that Jeb Bush is saying he's not going to rule out a run for the White House in 2016. Do you think another Bush is electable? You know, Vinny, what's interesting is I think Jeb Bush was really wanted to be that guy, of course, during his brother's term. Everybody thought that it was going to be Jeb that would get the nomination, and it turned out that's not what happened. So to answer your question, Jeb has a lot of friends, really, on both sides of the aisle. But I don't – where are we going to be in 2016? Will we have another 4 years of Obama? So we're coming off of yet the third time where we've had a president who's done back-to-back terms. I think there's a really good possibility of that. So let's say Michelle Bachmann and Sarah Palin, if that were the ticket, or Michelle Bachmann and Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney would never take the VP role, I don't think. But whoever it is, and whoever runs, if they lose to Obama, then you have four more years of a Democrat. I think that it would be a Republican who could jump in, but will it be Jeb Bush? Boy, that's a stretch. I don't know. Everybody was in love with Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey. How does he fare, though, in those years, those 4 years? Because I heard he really, really wants to run, but he doesn't want to do it this time. He wants to wait. And I wouldn't be shocked if he threw in, but would he win it? It depends on the rest of the people that are in the mix. If it's Chris Christie, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say Chris Christie would get it then. I kind of think the Bush window has come and gone. I think it's passed. I don't see that. All right, in the meantime, here we have another one in the mailbox. This one is from Ann listening to us in Vermont. Hello, I have a question about the climbers that were found in the Alps. I just happened to see a quick little cut of it on my evening news. I was hoping you could tell me more information. I don't know if you saw it or not, but they found people in the French Alps. So these climbers, how sad. Do they know what they're doing when they go up there and hike? Well, I can't answer as to how experienced they were. I would think if you're climbing the French Alps, you would have to have some kind of experience, right? I wouldn't climb the French Alps. It would be very dangerous for me. But people take chances and think they're okay, and then something happens. They, you know, something breaks, an avalanche, whatever. All kinds of things can happen to you, and many people have been killed when they've tried to do those things. So I'm thinking maybe an avalanche, and I think they think maybe an avalanche. So six climbers is what they found. A hiker actually spotted the bodies. They were brought by helicopter to a village because that's what they had to do. And they, sadly, they think that that's probably, you know, could have been an avalanche or a snow bridge or one of those things. They don't know, but the bodies were found in a very steep pass. We're talking about 8,858 feet. That's pretty steep, I would say. Yeah. Sad story. Because now what will come out in the next couple of days is more of their background, how much experience they had with the mountains and where they had climbed before and all of that. Here's reaction to our story about the woman who was forced to remove the diaper. And this one comes to us from Jake in Austin. Kate, the woman who had to take off the Depends, I think it's just sickening what they did to her. 95 years old, the woman obviously was not going to blow up anything, threaten anyone, so they waste time. What a distraction. Nobody ever talks about that part, but when you force these things to happen, like on the scale of an older person who obviously is not carrying weapons or bombs, or a young child, who knows who could slip through the gaze of the TSA, and this is the problem. And once again, we have another story of the TSA blowing it. I just don't understand how this is allowed to happen. Shame on Homeland Security. We're no more secure today than we were when 9/11 happened. What do you think? Well, I think that you're absolutely 100% right. It's a distraction. You're doing things like having the kids hysterical at the gates. And this woman, 45 minutes, almost an hour, trying to handle that situation. You're obviously pulling somebody away, so that isn't good either. But do you really think, isn't that the idea, do you really think that there's anything happening with her? And the answer is no. So they're clearly following to the letter of the law whatever they're told to do in their manual, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts, and that's ridiculous. And that's the problem, because these are the so-called gatekeepers at the airport. So who are they not catching? Who are they not seeing come through that looks a little shifty-eyed, might be trying to case a flight or, I don't know, or see if it would be a good place for them to leave a bag behind, let's say. The TSA needs to get it together, and they need to get it together fast. They can't keep having these mistakes. And then what happens is somebody on the Hill will say something, and there's all these bills and all these states, including Texas, where they're saying, you know, no more of this frisking down. It's going to be a criminal activity if that happens. I mean, we're coming to a real head with the battle of the TSA and common sense, and this is just another example of it for everybody to see and to know what a dumb, stupid thing happened here. All right, here's another one. This one is coming to us from John, who says, America Tonight, I know you've talked about the nuclear power plant situation in Nebraska, but I fear that people are not really getting how serious this could be. Why is that, do you think? Well, why it is probably is because the people running the plant want to make certain that everybody thinks it's completely safe. Don't worry about it. And we're talking about the Fort Calhoun plant, I'm sure, which is the plant that's about 20 miles north of Omaha. It's actually been shut down since April. They're refueling it. They say there's protection that they have, additional protection, all kinds of levels and whatnot. So a water-filled berm that was protecting the plant from the floodwaters actually collapsed. But then immediately the spokesperson says, well, don't worry. The plant is secure because, hey, it's been shut down for refueling and, you know, no worries that the plant is still protected. This was just a secondary level of protection that we put up, and it's still fine. It would have been fine even if the aqua berm hadn't been added. Yeah, but you added the berm for a reason, and now that berm broke. So now you're trying to tell us, well, don't worry, but our secondary thing is gone. In addition to the berm, though, to make everybody feel better, they put in floodgates and other kinds of barriers to help protect them, sandbags. You know, they're going to make you think that everything's okay until it's not okay. There's your answer, and it's the Omaha Public Power District. They're doing their job. Just keep tossing out that positive spin. Keep your fingers crossed. Say your prayers, folks.